Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Call it a literary mystery of a sort. For more than 50 years, the unpublished papers of one of the great writers of the 20th century has been hidden. People have been searching for them, anxiously awaiting a peep at them. But we got a rare glimpse this week into the private papers of Franz Kafka. The documents had been hidden away in safety deposit boxes in banks in Zurich and Tel Aviv, and there's still an ongoing fight over who actually owns Kafka's private papers. Maria-Luisa Caputo-Meyer is the director and founder of the Kafka Society of America. So, Maria Luisa, what did we get a look at this week if the ownership of the paper still hasn't been established?
Well, it is, I would say, a really Kafkaesque situation, because the ownership of Kafka's manuscript is really not established, since he wanted his friend Max Brod to destroy them. And Brod took the manuscripts in 1938 to Israel and deposited, and I do not know how much of them, in Switzerland, in bank vaults. Now, part of that deposited material went to the Bodleian Library in Oxford, but we see it was not all. So these leftover vaults were indeed opened against the will of the heirs, which are the two daughters of Esther Hoffe, the companion of Max Brod, who had helped him as his secretary and then, I think, as his wife, maybe. I'm not sure if they married. And now, against the wishes of the heirs, the presumed heirs, these vaults were opened by specialists, lawyers, and manuscript experts, but we still do not know what is in these bank vaults, what is the contents. The interesting thing is that there are two letters by Max Brod giving Esther Hoffe, this is the name of the lady in question, the former secretary, the rights to all the manuscripts of Kafka and his own manuscripts. And we are waiting for the famous list that should exist. There should be a list somewhere, which the daughters of Mr. Hoffe are supposedly holding. But we do not know at this point what is in these bank vaults. Now, there are two types of bank vaults, one in Tel Aviv, which I think wasn't yet opened, and those in Switzerland. And, of course, people surmise that there is a manuscript of the wedding preparations in the country. They expect that there are drawings by Kafka. Kafka was also a draftsman, very peculiar, very thin, linear drawings. And the press speaks of thousands of notes, letters, etc., but we really don't know. So the mystery remains.
Well, and you can hear the excitement in your voice. I imagine that you're waiting to get your hands or at least your eyeballs on the private papers of Franz Kafka, as many people in the literary world are. That is Maria Luisa Caputo-Meyer. She is director and founder of the Kafka Society of America. She's talking about the tangled story by which they're trying to establish who owns these private papers of Franz Kafka's, which are still at this point sitting in bank vaults waiting to be opened.
I wonder how many roach traps you need in those bank vaults.
Yeah, a lot. Well, not roach, silverfish.
That's what destroys paper.